I don't even care if I get it all wrong because who the freak cares? I mean, everything I say on this podcast basically happens anyway, so like. Hey, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Unemployment Podcast, which is just a clever name I came up with when I found myself unemployed right in the beginning of 2020, a month after starting a brand new job and career. But we don't really talk unemployment at all. It's actually the exact opposite. On this show, we cover everything from entrepreneurship and business to passion projects and side hustles to energize and inspire you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you're listening on Monday, it's going to be February when this comes out. Oh my God. What? I thought January was just, I don't even know. But welcome back to the show. I am Sarah, your host, and I have my, for the people watching on video, I have my notes down here. So I was like, look down there. But I just want to jump right into it today. I think I say that every day. So I'll let you know, I'll start letting you know when I'm not going to jump right into it. But podcast recs. Today we have, I'm going to start with podcast recs, book recs, and I have another special thing that I'm adding to this that I just decided 5 seconds ago. But this week's podcast recs, I hope everyone can guess what they are because it is none other than Cami Scott's Uneducated. And if you saw my story last week, I was talking all about the episode with Jen Winston, who is a bi queen on the internet. She's a writer. She is amazing. She has a newsletter called The Bi Monthly. And yeah, I mean, Cami has a great podcast. Like, there's no questions about that. But just the energy and excitement and like, the magic that they brought to that last episode was so good. Cami kept posting about it on her story. The Unemployment Podcast got a little shout out on her story because I was posting about it because it's that good. So please, if you haven't listened, go listen to it, especially if you're bisexual or if you're in the LGBTQ plus community. Like, educate yourself about your friends, the bi people, your bi friends. So I have to recommend that. I think that's my first recommendation. And then the next recommendation is something a little different. It is an episode of The Skinny Confidential, Him and Her. And I actually found out about them through probably Sophie Jaffe and Ignited or Almost 30. So like those three, if I'm just name dropping to you and you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. Like just look them up. They're kind of all like friends. They're kind of all in the same group. They're like kind of lifestyle, kind of like they do interviews, and The Skinny Confidential is really good podcast. They're not like my weekly podcast, but they're like, I see an episode and I'm like, oh, okay. So I ended up listening to something called the latest episode, How to Be Productive in 2021. And now I have kind of a love-hate relationship with the word productive, but I just thought they brought a lot of really good energy, to that episode, and I'm going to talk about it later, but they talked about how religious they are with their calendars, and I'm like a recovering calendar addict. My like senior years, I had a few senior years of college, but my senior years of college, I had like a calendar for literally everything, and I just needed a break from that. But I am finding a lot of value in what I'm kind of referring to as creating spaces and creating space, which I'm going to talk about later. But that episode was really inspirational for like, if you are, say you're still working from home or you have your own side hustle or you're in more control of structuring your day, which I know I am in a lot more control. The day is mine. The week is mine. The month is mine. The world is mine. I love that for me, but also it's helpful to learn some tools to like feel good about your time. That's where I came at it listening to the episode, and I got a lot out of it. And plus, like, I'm a very optimistic person. I'm a Sagittarius, so like I can't help it, but they had a good optimistic kind of undertone to the episode, and I love that. Felt really genuine, felt really good. So yeah, those are my two recs. I'm going to start, I just say this so that I actually do it. But I'm going to start like making something a little more shareable, a little more helpful, whether it be a guide, a Spotify playlist, just like a slide on my story that's actually easier than just the highlight reel of recommendations. So if anyone has any feedback or ideas on like the best way that they would want to like, oh, I should listen to this podcast that this person recommended, because this is a podcast and I love podcasts. That's why I have my own. So I want there to be more of a give and take, like recs. Like I love doing podcast collabs, as you know. So yeah. Okay. On to the next recommendations for the week. I don't even know if I'm going to do a catch up because I just jumped right into it. So the first is a book that I got at the beginning of quarantine. Oh, even just saying that word. And I was like, oh, I won't need this. Like by the time this is over, I like won't be reading book. Like, I don't know what I was thinking, but I just kept putting off ordering it, but it is the best. It is called, I don't know if this is going to come up backwards. I have a feeling yes, but if it doesn't, oh, and audio, I'm talking to the video right now. So go check that out. It is called 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. And I'm very into thinking, mindfulness and thinking. And my favorite part about this book is that you can just flip to a page and just start reading it. So basically, I'm not really strict about it, but I don't really jump on my phone in the mornings. And I know that's something a lot of people have talked about. I know in the podcast, The Skinny Confidential that I just recommended, they talk about that too. But instead of jumping into an Instagram story or a TikTok right in the morning, I like to wake up, but like sometimes it's nice to have a little something. So I just open this right up and just read a little. It's like a few pages. So the first one, I just open this up to a random page. The first one, I see 102 ways to not let irrational thoughts ruin your life. This one ends up being like 10 pages because it's 102 ways. But some of them are shorter. This one, I've definitely read this one, The Inherent Zen of Creativity. It's like 2.5 pages. And I just read that and it just kind of makes my mind think about something that's not an autopilot. So I have other things I like to do in the mornings and I have a bit of a structured routine, but it's just nice to read again. And this book is really good. I know a lot of people on Instagram have it and have posted about it, but I highly recommend it. And I've had this one the longest. And also like over the summer too, I was really still going through it. Should probably listen to some of my episodes and like hear what the fuck I sounded like. But okay, I'm literally paranoid that it's gonna stop recording. That's why I keep checking it. But I'm good right now. Anyway, so I would just like when I would be at the lake, like instead of just sitting on my phone, like I just sit out on the lake, read my book. And it's just like low key. It's low hanging fruit. Like you don't have to read this whole book. Like you can read just a page of it and still get a lot out of it. So this is my morning book and also just like something nice to have. And then the next book that I am recommending that I just got last week. Okay, so also super random, but I don't like these little like things that go on top of the hardcover books. Like I have to take them all off. Like my bookshelf has like book these and then the book. So yeah. But this book, I'm going to show you this, is called Cosmic Health, Unlocking Your Healing Magic with Astrology, Positive Psychology, and Integrative Wellness. So this is it. And it's by Jennifer Rasiopi. There's Jennifer. I should find her on Instagram so I can tag her in this. And the reason that I was drawn to this book is mostly, well, first of all, look at the cover. Like, it's so cool. And second, I obviously am into astrology. I talk about it all the time on the podcast with my friends. I have CoStar. I gotta add me on CoStar. I'm gonna add that again as a slide. Positive psychology, I don't know if you know this, but I have like a certificate in it. I got that during quarantine too. It's like a free course on Coursera. But yeah, I have a positive psychology certificate. I also have a minor in psychology. So I've always loved psychology and everything like that. And it just sounded like something that I'd be interested in because I'm very into cycles lately and like learning how to live, understanding life as more of a cycle than a line. And within that, breaking that down, thinking about the year as a cycle, the seasons as cycles, the months as cycles, my own cycle as a woman, and the days as cycles. So just macro to micro. So I was like, this sounds sick. So I've just been reading it. I'm like a quarter of the way through, but it's really good so far. So that's my recommendation. And then what I'm adding to the start of my Monday episodes is a TikTok recommendation. I love TikTok. Look at the way my face lights up. So my TikTok of the week is by Snails of Earth, all one word, SNAILZOFEARTH. I can spell. And Snails of Earth is super cool. And they did like, it's like an exercise. Let me just show it to you. Mine looked like this. So I should duet it on TikTok, but I'm still working on my TikTok game right now. So don't find me and also don't hate on me. I'll get there. But they were just talking about like if you're the type of person that has a lot of interests, and I'm like, I literally have too many to remember. I like forget that I was learning how to skateboard. And I have so many interests. And so she was like, if you're trying to like manifest and just also like enjoy everything that you're interested in and like bring light to it, that if you write your name in the middle and then you write a line with all your interests, not all of them, but as many as you want, like out, and then under that, do your goal and intention. Now she explains it way better in her TikTok. So I'm going to share the TikTok. For the rest of today's episode, I'm going to talk about what it means in my interpretation of creating space and also my main projects for 2021. I know that I've struggled a little bit getting clear. I know I've talked about this in past episodes, but 2020 was such a breakdown year for me. It was kind of hard to shuffle through the debris and the pieces and figure out what I'm really going to be focusing on. And I know I shared my vision and focus because I always like to have vision. I just see things in such a big picture and such a big light. But at the same time, I want to cultivate my focus muscle. I want to focus on actual projects and actual things and what I'm actually doing. And to bring up that episode again, Lauren of the His and Her podcast, The Skinny Confidential, she actually went into like, this is exactly what I do. And I like that. I like someone that can explain exactly what, not, oh, I'm going to like write a book, but how, what are you going to, you know what I mean? You need to actually get into the nitty gritty of it. And I don't see a lot of visibility into the nitty gritty. And so I'm going to share that. And so I think I talked about it in the episode with Riss, but who, go listen if you haven't. I talked about the book that the other book I'm reading, I didn't share it, but it's How to Write One Song. And he talked about creating the space for songwriting. So I definitely identify as being a writer, but what I've run into is that I don't write. I just say, oh, I'm a writer because I wrote something in the past, but I'm always waiting around for inspiration because that's how I write songs. Like I just kind of get a hit, like a super big hit of inspiration and fucking probably dopamine. And then next thing I know, I'm writing an entire song or two songs or three songs. But with other projects that I have, which I'm going to talk about, writing is going to be more of something that I need to build a space for. And I'm going to teach everyone how to do that now. And it's not that hard at all. It basically just involves your Google Calendar. But my, okay, how should I talk? How should I explain this? So I'm going to explain my main projects for 2021. And then through those projects, I'll say like, oh, this is how I make space for them. So, and how I actually do them. Like the doing is the part that makes you a writer. The writing is what makes you a real writer. Like, am I a writer even if I am not writing right now? Yes and no. It's a little philosophical. But my main focuses, is that a word? Awkward. Anyways, my main focuses for 2021 are the podcast, which, as you can probably tell, like, I'm a little bit crazy to release 2 episodes a week, but I just love the solo episode so much because it gives me creativity and freedom. And I love the interview episode so much because I love connecting with people and, like, literally being able to talk to anyone in the entire world that I want, because I can message them and say, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? Nothing makes me happier than the act of literally asking strangers, basically out on a date, but instead of it being like a date where it's like, oh, like, what's your favorite color? It's like, tell me about your business and your whole life. Like, that's my, I love it. So I love connecting with people through the podcast interview. So it definitely is a big, you know, focus and commitment to create the space in my week to record 2 episodes, let alone schedule all the episodes out so that I have people for every week. Instagram, not my favorite, but I do it anyways because I need a place to connect with my audience. I need a place to, for you to go and visually see, okay, when was this person on the podcast? Because I know a lot of reasons I listen to podcasts is I see someone I like or I want to learn more about, and then I go listen to the episode with them. So it might not be just for me. Like, a lot of the time it's for people I've had on the past, Sarah and Lizzie and their company Flick, like people who are interested in learning about their company or learning more about them. I want the Instagram page to be able and accessible for people to see that. And then when I get new ideas for the podcast of what I want to do, I've been toying around with this idea of doing the videos a little bit and getting into the video space. So I'm trying that out. And so I carve space out for that. And that is a little bit more, well, that's one of my projects. Okay. And then the next thing that I am holding space for in 2021 is something that I've been doing for the past few years, but I coach lacrosse and I love it so much. And with COVID, it didn't happen. And now I was like very hesitant if I was going to keep doing it. And I'm going to be doing a little, like, it's so, like, so much, so little time. It's like on Tuesday nights for a few weeks, but I'm going to be doing that. And so I'm putting that into my calendar, like, okay. And I love coaching, like, on a deeper level. I'm very passionate about connecting with the younger generation and teaching them skills more than just teamwork, but like self-confidence and listening to each other. And sports was such an impactful part of my life. And I loved practices, practice fucking squad girl for life. I loved the competition. I still love it now. And so that's just something I'm really passionate about and that I want to keep doing and that I kind of like let crumble in 2020. It wasn't my fault, but it's like, I have a little bit of fear going back into it, but I'm going to go back into it right now because it's something that I'm giving my focus to. And then the other thing I have, like, it's funny because I have like a literally the biggest list ever of all my projects and everything I want to do and da 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 da. But to kind of stay true to my mantra of vision and focus, I finally committed and decided, and I can say this because of what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to be like finishing my manuscript for a book, for my book, my first book that I started in 2018. So a few years back, I'm going to finish it by the end of the year. So that is something that is the main something. Well, let me go back one more. And then the other thing that I added to my list, because it's just that important to me, you know, I didn't add eating healthy or working out or like quality time with friends and people I care about into this, just because this is something that I'm really like going to be time blocking and all those other things. I don't want to overload my calendar and time block. Like, it's just, I can't commit to that right now just because of like knowing what it was like during college of having like every hour of the day planned out. I just can't go back to that. So, but I did put meditation on there because my meditation practice is something that kind of came and went in 2020, and it's something that's really important to me and something that I do. So I did get into breath work, and I bought like a recording of it so I can listen to it. And I did block that out in my calendar, like every week, something that I do, but yeah. And so those are my main focuses. So to recap, we have podcast, super big one, book, coaching, and meditation. And there's one more that's a secret and I'm not going to tell you. So those are my main projects. And like I said, I kind of have my times blocked for the podcast stuff. Like, but also at the same time, it kind of comes fluid to me and it's more like just something I put into my day. So I don't know if anyone else had this problem, but basically, I mean, in 2020, like I just deleted everything from my calendar because it was sad. Like I had to delete all my vacations. You know what I mean? Like it just left kind of a bad taste in my mouth. And I'm sure other people are like, yeah, you think? Like my freaking wedding was canceled. And like, whew, trust me, I get it. But as this year started, I have been re-finding that relationship with my calendar. And so for the podcast, I have my episodes because I have a schedule, obviously, as you know, Mondays and Thursdays. And so that is in there. And then I have everything else in my podcast calendar is basically just like days that I'm recording with other people. I don't put a lot of the nitty gritty of like Instagram and outreach and emails. I don't put all that in there. That I just keep in like a general place. And I've been trying to get into Notion. If you've ever used Notion, hit me up because I'm trying to get into it and it's just for my podcast stuff. I've talked about Trello before and I'm using that not as much because now I'm back on Notion and my calendar. So that is podcast stuff. So then for my book. So like I said, I started writing it in 2018 and I had like hits of inspiration last year to pick it up again and write all this stuff. And it's going really, really, really well. Like as a big picture thinker, let me tell you, the big picture is thought out. And now I just need to get into the writing, the everyday writing. And so Jen Winston inspired me too. Those two podcasts really inspired me this week because she's also writing her book and she's like telling Cam that she's writing it every day and like all this stuff. And I just like, I'm not ready for that. But what I did is on Fridays, and today's a Friday when I'm recording this, but from 12 p.m. to 2 or 3, today I did 12 to 2, I blocked out 2 hours and I just sit and I have my coffee, which every Friday I go with my roommate to get coffee in the morning. So it works out perfectly. And I cozy up at my desk and I turn like do not disturb on my computer, on my phone, on my watch, everywhere. And I get my water filled up and I just sit down. I set a timer for 2 hours because you know me, like I'm going to start at what, 11:30 or, you know, whatever it is, block off that time and I just write. And if today went amazing because I hadn't written in so long. For my book, I've written a few articles this week, but I need to kind of like post them and all that other shit. But like, if I am just like one day just sitting at my desk and I literally can't put a word down for 2 hours, so be it. But that is the space that I need to create because I'm going to calculate it. But like, if I write every Friday for the rest of the year, I'm going to be at like, there's 52 weeks in a year. So I'm probably going to be around like 45 weeks because I feel like it's only been, you know, how many weeks are in January? 5 or 4? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's 5. So 52 minus 5 is 7, right? 47? Yeah. So 47 weeks. So if I write for 47 weeks straight on my book for 2 hours, that's a lot of hours. That's a lot of writing. That's probably a lot of editing. And I mean, I might be joking, like someone that's written a book might come like, listen to this, please, Jen, if you're listening to this, laugh at me and be like, heh, you think you're going to be able to finish it in that? But I'm giving myself the space and I can adjust as necessary because something like a book, isn't the same as like me just starting my podcast where it's week by week. Because when I started my podcast, I had, you saw my old logo that I had to have wrists fixed for me. Like all I had to do is sit down and just talk for an hour and put it out there and it was done. This book is like a project. It is a project that I need to go back to my days of high school and college when I would plan out big projects and just put the space in there. Because if I don't put the space in there, then it can happen, but it's probably not going to happen. And so this is what Lauren and I don't know her husband's name. Oh my God, I'm horrible. And Michael talked about in that episode of the podcast. They talked about, one of the things they talked about was multitasking and how they hate it. And they talked about passive multitasking, but also the fact that if I'm at my computer and I don't consciously turn everything off and turn off notifications and silence my watch and everything, I'm going to get emails, pings, even though I barely have notifications, it's still going to happen. And I'm going to get distracted. And it's like, there is so little time in our days and our weeks that we don't, aren't constantly being bombarded with distractions. So I took a lesson from that episode and maybe it'll help with productivity. Maybe it'll just help with my mental state and health and mentality. But like, I'm going to block just those 2 hours out of the day to focus on just writing. And who knows? Like I said, maybe I'll just have nothing. I'll put down 4 words and then I'll delete it and I'll hate it or whatever. But I am giving my self the space to do so. And yeah, I'm just really excited about it. I feel good about it. And I kind of love that it's on Friday. Like I might be tired, but also like my weeks just really inspire me. I did have a terrible week. You know that I don't record podcast episodes when I'm not feeling well. I've said that before. So I obviously sound very happy and cheery and great, but it's winter here. Don't feel the best and things like that. But I'm feeling better now and I had my coffee and yeah, that's my book writing challenge. And so 2022, look out for me on the shelves. I like know nothing about any of this. So like, I don't even care if I get it all wrong because who the freak cares? I mean, everything I say on this podcast basically happens anyways. So like, you're all welcome. And also thank you to myself. But that is that on creating space. So it just means blocking out a time without distractions and multitasking. I wasn't even doing laundry. I wasn't going to make a snack. I went to the bathroom a few times, but just leading a less distracted and reactive life. And whatever it is, if it's trying to write a book, if it's trying to learn how to play a musical instrument, if it's just whatever your work is, having it and not feeling that itch to be distracted and feeling that itch to want to do something else just because you might be having a challenging time writing. I might be having trouble putting the words on the page and I might be thinking about this or I should just do that or let me make a note of that. And I really just honed in and today was a good day for this and I will share the next time I do it and I will definitely share the shitty days that I have with it as well because, you know, there's going to be all of it and that's being human and I'm great with that. So that's exciting. And then the only other thing that I think I wanted to talk about too with my projects is I'm going to try something else new out. So like I said, I was having a hard week and I was really struggling to like get the bare minimum done. I mean, I did get it done, which is good, but also I have like, I definitely have an anxiety about emails. It's like, I don't know. Does anyone else have email anxiety? It's like you want to check it, but you like don't want to check it. And then it's like all this back and forth and buildup. And just like the fact that some people are expected to check an email every single day is absolutely disgusting and horrible for our mental health and for our lives. I should not have to be at the dispense of someone else's needs 5 days a week and the dispense of my own needs twice a week. That's not balanced. if you have kind of a counter argument or thought, I would love to hear it. But I just don't want to give myself 5 out of 7 times of the week and days and hours and such. So I was kind of brainstorming and I'm like, what would come most naturally to my week? And I'm just like, let me just start with 50-50. So what I've done for next week in my calendar. So also next week, I have a lot going on because I'm starting to coach lacrosse. I have 2 podcast episodes I'm recording and I'm posting for the regular 2 of the week. I have this episode and another episode to edit before Monday. It's like, the things fill up and I love that. And that's where the focus and action is. And I want to bring that into 2021 because it's going to be amazing. And I'm actually doing projects and working on things that I really care about and I really want to build a foundation on. Whereas in the past, I was maybe not doing that with my everyday life and everyday life, just the way I had my life set up. And so I'm kind of scheduling 3 to 4 work days that are for mostly to start easing my email anxiety. So I'm just going to lay out next week for you. So Sunday, I actually might not be doing any work Sunday, but I think I might have to because I need to get this podcast stuff ready and up and all that. But let's just start with Monday. So Monday is going to be a work day. I love Monday as a work day for me because the days that I feel off on Mondays or I don't treat it as like a true work day, I definitely feel a shift in the week. I don't know if it's just the collective energy of like people work on Mondays, like most people, or what, but I like to have a Monday as a work day. I never schedule meetings for Mondays, because that's my day and that's my time, and it's great. So Mondays I have a work day and like I kind of just blocked out 12 to 6 because that's I have a lot of stuff that I do in the morning that's for me and I don't like to be rushed. call me a brat, but no, please don't. I don't like to rush if I don't have to, and I don't have to because it's still basically quarantine here. So I don't have to rush out the door, I don't have to rush around. And so I'm embracing the no rush lifestyle and I'm gonna run with it. So that's Mondays. Now, Tuesdays used to be a day that I would record podcast episodes. I've like recorded podcast episodes on Tuesdays for as long as I can remember because I'm like ready to go after Monday. But I'm now gonna be coaching lacrosse on Tuesdays, so that my day might be look a little bit different. I'm gonna feel it out, my first few weeks. So that's on Tuesdays and it's in the afternoon, but like still it's a little bit of a drive and it's going to take up a big chunk of the day. So Tuesdays might be like a that's why I'm feeling like a Sunday Monday vibe and then like for emails and all that stuff and then Tuesday is probably going to be an offline. If I don't check my emails, I don't have to feel that anxiety that I'm feeling towards it. And again, like this is me sending it. Let me just stop. Like, I'm going to put this in the beginning of the episode, but I'm just going to tell you right now, this is me sending it for the life that I want to live. In 2020, I was so afraid, what's going to happen when I go back to this? What if I have to answer to this person? What if this person calls me and I'm not feeling well? What if happens if I don't respond to someone's email on time? I was like, what happens when I have to go back to driving to a job or buying new clothes for this certain dress code? I let myself just feel and feel and feel a freaking washer machine with my sneakers in it, bang, 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 spinning around and around and around. And I let myself hold back and not be like, this is what my life is gonna be like. And right now, this is me sending it to what my life is because this is what I'm living it. I'm living this life right now. So I might as well commit and fully send it and do exactly what I want to do every single day unapologetically. Whew, that's gonna be a long intro, but yeah, that is where I'm at with that. So if you're pissed at me for this, like I would love to hear. I wouldn't love to hear it. Don't email me, but I won't get to it on Tuesdays, especially. But like just think about yourself in your own shoes of your perfect day and your perfect day not in the way of like, oh, I'm gonna be on the beach in Hawaii. Like, okay, you want to do that every day? Sure. I know I don't. I know I want to be doing other things every day that actually are building on something. And so, yeah, this is me just sending it and not hiding or apologizing for the way that I'm gonna try to live my life. And like, we all know this at the end of the day, you know, the 9 to 5 will be there. My degree is there for a reason. I built a structure for myself to fall back on. And if I want to fall back on it, I fall back on it. But I think that this is really the level of me committing. And like, I want you to commit too. So, side tangent. Anyways, so Tuesdays are going to be like more of a lacrosse day. And then Wednesdays are some days I'm like, I'm tired after the week and I need a breather. I need to do errands or whatever. But next week, I'm going to. Wednesday and Thursday is also going to be like a work day because I'm recording two podcast episodes. I also mentioned at the beginning of the podcast app that meditation is something that's really on my list. Like it's on the same list level as the podcast to me, and it's something I do every day. And I'm also incorporating breath work. So Wednesday is actually my breath work day as well. And if you're into breath work or you're curious more about it, let me know. We can chat. I have a recommendation for you for how to get started. But breathwork is all about just a little one-on-one. It's all about, it's like kind of like a deeper meditation. And it's all about breathing consciously and like releasing. So a lot of people cry, laugh, have like a visceral reaction. And I haven't cried or laughed yet, but I just get really cold and tingly. So, and it's hard. Oh, breathwork is so hard. So it's really been good. And good with blockages, releases, and transformation. Yeah, and then we get to so next week, Wednesday, Thursday is going to be a solid work week, and then Thursday, I mean Friday, again we're back in right my writing block. And so like today after my writing block, I was like got to record this podcast episode and feel really inspired and it's crazy because the minute my timer went off, I'm not gonna lie, I was checking my watch to be like, wow. But those 2 hours flew by, first of all. Second of all, I was checking my watch and like I was in the middle of writing like a literal story in a sentence and the timer went off and I was like, let me just check my text. And then I checked my text and I was like, let me check the time again. Oh, now I'm inspired to do the podcast. Like the minute that timer went off, I wanted to keep writing, but the distractions and like the focus, like my focus was broken and now I'm probably not going to write any more of that and I'm going to do it next week. And that is why it is so important to create spaces for yourself. So maybe you figured out what you like and don't like during quarantine. I know I did. It's been a long time and we're still living it a little. It's not like I'm gonna be going on vacation to Florida, even though I really want to go. But I learned that, oh, okay, like, yeah, I can just watch TV with my friends and roommates, or I can go over to this person that I'm seeing's house every night because, like, I just want to throw myself into that instead. But it's almost like I've learned a little discipline. Like, ew, I hate to say that word, but it's like a healthy discipline that I cultivated from a space of wanting and desiring good things for myself and not being controlling and restricting, like, if that makes sense. But just creating these time blocks and spaces for yourself. So I'm just gonna make up another like example. Like maybe you want to like learn, I don't know. Maybe you just like want to get back into reading, right? Very COVID safe, COVID friendly activity. First of all, you should go get those books. I'm gonna do some type of thing so that I can share them. But then you're like, I wanna read, but then I always default to going on Twitter all afternoon, going on TikTok for an hour, just like FaceTiming my friends because they always call me, right? Or answering emails even though they could wait till tomorrow. Put a block in your calendar and literally throw your phone in the toilet if you have to. Like, put your distractions away and try and see how you do with, like, maybe I'm the only one with this problem, but after listening to that podcast where they talked about multitasking and creating the space in the calendar, maybe I'm the only one that has this problem with getting distracted, but I have a feeling I'm not. But yeah, just like make space for yourself. And more importantly than trying to remove distractions from your life, it's the creating the space is more about bringing more of what you want into your life. So, writing, maybe you want to walk more in nature. And so you're like always like, oh, it's cold and dark out. I don't want to go out. But you have that block in your calendar every week. We all have experience having more time. In 2020, we all experienced having more time because so many things were removed from our lives. And I know that, like, you might be like, I don't have more time. But I just like, there's a little part of you that has more time for things. I just know it. I just know it. You do. And maybe you already filled your life with time with more things that are important to you, but yeah, I don't know if you maybe you're just I don't know. Now I'm like lost in my own train of thought. But anyways, that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed. I'm going to share a lot of the stuff that I talked about at the beginning so that you can check it out. But happy Monday, people, or whatever day you're listening, and I will talk to you again on Thursday and or any other day. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm gonna have to edit this. That's it for today. Thank you again so much for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a review. You can follow on Spotify if you listen there. And please check out the Unemployment Podcast on Instagram and DM me with any of your thoughts and opinions on today's topic. See you next time.